So friend, isn't it?
26 past 8, Brett.
You can hit
good,
those.
That's a good tune, dude.
He can hit those notes, man.
He can.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Brett.
Yeah. We like him.
All right, now, just before we continue with your line of questioning,
yeah.
Sylvia, I believe you had a question.
Yeah, I feel quite terrible because I'm such a landlubber that I have to ask you this, but could you tell me what ballast water is?
Of course.
No, that's like, I was really involved in the story, but I was like, but what do I need to imagine? Like, why do you have to, like, you know, suck up water in one country and, you know, spit it out in another? So,
no, that's a very valid question. I'm really glad you asked because when you're really into a subject, you kind of forget what other people do or do not know. Ballast water is what ships take on board to provide stability and weight. So if they're carrying no freight, for example, or very lightweight freight, they need to keep the propeller under the water in order to go forward. And they also need some stability. So they take water on board at their point of departure, and then they trundle to their destination, and then they dump it.
And then put freight on.
This sort of stuff. So that's what ballast water is. But I'm really glad you asked that.
Okay, good. I thought it was one of those silly, you know, blonde questions. Sorry, Kim.
It's okay. I have perpetual blonde out. It's 3:15 in the morning. I'm snow blonde. But that and all sorts of other useful information can be found on the Morgan Online website.
Yes.
www.morganonline.nl.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
.nl in Ingles.
Yeah. Was that hard to get, you know, from people wanting to say morning online in Dutch? That's quite a good URL to have, right? Isn't Morgan morning?
Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's Morgan is A-N.
Oh, and
Morgan
is right. Neaten A-N. Okay.
Yeah. But there's all sorts of things on the website. There's a whole lot of information about the boat, about yourself and Ernie, and even Quirky the dog, great films. But also I see there's a donate button.
That's right.
So what can we do to help you?
Well, if everyone would donate, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
No, what we've done is Morgan Online is actually the multimedia branch. It's the first project of a foundation called the Ocean Care Foundation.
Oh.
Now, we set up the Ocean Care Foundation a year ago, and the idea is that it becomes a kind of a huge pot of money, so to say. It's very black and white.
Sounds good.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
huge,
you know,
huge.
Having done this work voluntary for 3.5 years, I could tell you that, you know, the idea of a pot of money is very attractive.
Yes.
But anyway, the foundation, it does three things. One is education and awareness raising. The second is supporting innovative new technologies. And the third is supporting on frontline projects, conservation projects on the ground, small scale projects.
Okay.
So right now we're not doing anything of that except the education arm, and we're only supporting technologies because we don't have the finances yet. We're only supporting technology in terms of exposure, but not financially. So Ernie and Quirky and I are actually here at this period of time to do fundraising, not for ourselves but for the foundation.
Right.
So we're having a big event at the end of November, and that will be a big fundraiser. And we're hoping it will be successful, because if not, we're just going to have to fold.
Where will the event be held?
In Rotterdam Zoo, in the Oceanium.
Great.
Which is a lovely venue, because you look over the, you know, they have that tunnel that you can walk through, the sharks and the rays and turtles and stuff. And this venue actually looks into that.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So you can see that the gorilla escaped from last year.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I've sorted that out just before we go to this function.
The gorilla will be safely, and even the sharks will be all right.
Dead calm.
Right.
Okay, so we've got the fundraiser going on at the end of November. Do we know the date exactly?
Yes,
yet?
It's the 28th of November.
28th, put that in your calendar, peoples. Okay, 28th of November at the Rotterdam Zoo. But obviously, if there's the donate button on the website, we don't have to attend the event to be able to support Morgan Online.
No. And the donate button is on the Morgan Online website rather than the Ocean Care Foundation. But it just goes straight into the foundation. It doesn't come to us.
Is there a website for the Ocean Care Foundation?
Yep. That's Ocean Care Foundation in one word, .org.
Excellent. I like it when you make it easy for me. What are the plans now for Morgan Online? In a sense, you're here now for a few weeks, yeah, mm-hmm. to end of November, beginning of December, and then a bit of a break. Are you going to spend some time just being Joanna rather than being Joanna online with Morgan all the time?
We don't plan in holiday and free time. We just can't. No, our break will be Ernie will go first to the boat and do 2 weeks' worth of maintenance. Mm-hmm. And I'll do a lot of publicity and media work here and networking. And then back to the boat, and then we sail.
Cool.
Yeah. Oof.
And do you know where you're sailing to next?
Yes, if all goes well, i.e. if the funding comes mm-hmm. through, we'll sail from the Canary Islands down to Cape Verde. Stay there just for a couple of days, just to rest and recuperate, a 7-day trip, Oof. About. And then sail over to Brazil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just go over to Brazil.
But it takes about 3 weeks. It's not like you get on a plane and you're there 12 hours later.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right.
Cool.
Actually, could this boat go around the horn?
It could, but I'm not going to be on it. That's for sure. You know, I'll do almost anything, but there's some things that, yeah. No.
Have you been through any of the great canals, such as Panama or...
Suez. No, because we only left Holland last year, so we only went from the Netherlands down to the Canary Islands.
Right.
Well, we had a kickoff event last year, and we actually brought the boat from Brabant to... the Rotterdam Zoo. So we went through Rotterdam
yeah.
City
oh,
and through the yeah. It was really nice.
Cool.
I really enjoyed that.
Nice.
That must have been a bit surreal, really.
Yeah it was very strange. Yeah. It was very strange.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Joanna, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure to speak to you.
You're welcome.
We will definitely see you at the 28th. And I have to tell you that I had such support from the English Breakfast listeners with my little charity. So I'm sure that they'll be supporting you with your charity as well. We've got some lovely people listening. So there you go. Go to www.morganonline and find that donate button, people.
There you go.
Click.
Joanna,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Cheers. Bye. All right. It is 26 to 9.
Already?
It is already. Unbelievable, eh? Here's a little bit of the outlines, and then we'll be back with weekend guide competitions.
I can't
and
wait.
And Sylvia, something to go.
Something interesting, at least.
Sounds good. All right. 26 to 9. Waiting for my turn to go. They say the first shall be last. Guess I'll be the first to know. Lockdown.